This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and today we're going to be talking about the seventh question of the Johns Hopkins series of questions on whether you're an alcoholic. So the question is, do you turn to lower companions or an inferior environment when you're drinking? And the question really got on my nerves. I mean, it was just something about the wording. But then I started thinking about it and doing a bit of research, and because it was written in the 1930s, it was at the time of the Great Depression. It was prohibition, so there was speakeasies, gangsters, all that kind of thing. So regardless of the fact that it sounds like it's come straight out of a Jane Austen novel, the reason why people go to bars these days is for a start to get drink, but they also go for companionship, they go for approval, and they go for understanding. They have companionship of like-minded people who understand why they're out drinking, and there's a tacit approval. You know, it's not really a given approval, but it's not a disapproval. So even the staff behind the bar are there. They get paid because you're coming in. Obviously, the people that you're drinking with, they're gonna, you know, they're there for the same reasons as well. So what about my low companions and dodgy environments? There used to be a place I'd go to in Ireland, and I went there for 5 or 6 years, and everybody knew me behind the bar, you know, and I got a great reception when I went in every evening. I used to meet a group of lads down the end of the bar. We sat in the corner and we'd spend 2 or 3 hours in there having a bite to eat and a few pints. And it might sound like I'm bigging up the pub here, but I'm not. I had a drink problem before I went into the place, and I had a drink problem after I left. So it's got nothing to do with the pub. And I often wonder whether those same people would be my friends now, because they were a good bunch of lads. So like I say, I'm not really sure about what Dr. Seliger had in mind when he wrote this one. So you'll have to use your own judgment as to whether this one is applicable to you. I mean, obviously, if you're drinking and hanging out with the winos down on the park benches, then you've definitely got a problem. So that's the seventh of the Johns Hopkins 20 questions. Do you turn to lower companions or an inferior environment when you're drinking? Go to the website and have a look at the article and let me know what you think of the question, whether you think it's a stupid question or whether you think it's relevant today. You can also leave a comment down here below the video. Please subscribe to the channel or give us a like on the video. The channel is Alcohol Mastery TV. If there's any way at all that I can help you on your journey to an alcohol-free life, then let me know. You can go to the website and use the contact box to send me a private message if you like. My name's Kevin O'Hara. This is alcoholmastery.com. Onwards and upwards.